Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
I've loads of bad habits and I'm going to quash them tomorrow. So Lent starts tomorrow. Ash Wednesday is a very traditional day for the Catholics to give up things. My grandparents used to smoke a lot of cigarettes every single day. Said one Ash Wednesday, I think it's 21 years ago tomorrow, we're going to stop smoking. And they never did again. Amazing bit of work.
And I think that this is really admirable that you want to set yourself this challenge. But, okay, we're talking the normal sweets and kind of junk food, you might call it. That's going out the window for 40 days?
Correct. So the tradition is every day during the show, there will be a cup of tea and there will have to be a sweet treat, a twirl, a snack bar, whatever is going. That has to happen. And then after the dinner, there's also a sweet treat. And there could be supplementary sweet treats. They all have to stop from tomorrow. There is the thing that I told you, Fionnuala, in confidence, but you made such a racket about it, I feel I need to tell everybody else. From tomorrow, I am going sausageless.
This is a fool's game, because may I take you back to August 2025, right, when we carried out the very important sausage census, finding out how many sausages you actually eat.
A good 8 per month.
Really?
On average, yeah. There are some weekends that I will go through 6 to 8 sausages, but I'm not doing that every week, so I'm taking the average of a month. Let's call it 8. Fionnuala, it's actually increased since then. Since Christmas, there is not a weekend goes by that I'm not eating sausages.
And it's never just one, I assume.
No. If I get a breakfast roll, I don't bother with the rasher. It's 3 big deli sausages in there. Did you say 3? I did. Don't shout it across the shop now. I put the 3 sausages in there with the tomato ketchup. It's got to stop, Fionnuala. I'm eating too many sausages.
It's an awful risk, though, to go from the amount of sausage that you're having in your regular life to cut it out completely. Like, would you not have tried to reduce over the last couple of weeks rather than going hell for leather on
it? No, Fionnuala, I was eating sausages today in anticipation of Ash Wednesday coming up. The sausages have to be knocked on the head. It's out of control.
This is mean, because we should be standing behind Dave as he tries to take on this challenge. But I put it to you. Can Dave go without the sausage for 40 days? Because I don't think he can.
And nights.
Oh yeah, and nights as well. That could be the toughest.
Fionnuala, you'd be terrible in rehab. These people coming to a spiritual realisation that I need to knock this on the head, whether it's narcotics or drinking. You'd be like, you'll never do it. You'll never manage. Terrible way to go on, Fionnuala.
It is, and I'm sorry. I fully think you have the stamina to give up the sweet treats for the full duration of Lent, to get through the show without them. I just don't think. Like, are you booked to stay in a hotel over the next 40 days?
Yeah, I'll be gigging and I'll be on the road and I'll be doing bits and I'll be in hotels and the sausages will be tempting. But I want to cut out the sausages, the rasher, the black pudding, the white pudding, the fried eggs, the whole lot. I need to knock it on the head, Fionnuala. Man needs to get out, walk and go into the gym. So many things to do. But sausages are the top of the priority to stop them.
You're taking the Gerlach Nan mentality of we're going to do it, but I have my doubts.
Great to get the support of the people on Pancake Tuesday about what I'm giving up for Lent. So sound, people getting in touch saying you can absolutely do it, Dave, giving up the sausages.
Dave, you may give up that.
What?
Sausage gate. That ain't going to happen.
All right.
I don't even give it till Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Fellow Finn there.
At least I was going to give you a good week at it. No, sorry. I give you until whenever you're next day in the hotel. I don't think you can come down for breakfast the night after being in the hotel and say, I'm not going to have the sausage.
There is at least one good person listening right now. That is Shannon. Rest in peace to the sausage. You got this, Dave. Thank you. I just, at any little bit of adversity, if there's any bit of bother getting breakfast at all, the default is sausages. And I've had so many sausages since Christmas, I've turned into a sausage. And it's got to stop.
I think you would have been wiser to just cut down to start with. But the most important question is, are you going to have a feast of sausages tonight?
No.
In preparation for being without them for 40 days?
No, I had a feast of sausages this morning in anticipation of tomorrow coming.
So no breakfast rolls.
Yeah.
No hotel breakfast that features a sausage. The man is sausage free for 40 days. That's the campaign.
I'm not breaking it for my birthday in a couple of weeks. I'm not breaking it for St. Patrick's Day. This is going to be a... How long is Lent? It's more than 40 days, is it?
No, it's just 40 days, I think. So Easter Sunday is the... Oh my God, the 5th of April, I want to say.
How many days? Is it a... how many days till Easter Sunday? No, there's 47 days remaining until Easter Sunday.
Oh, so they lied to us about how long Lent is.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, no sausages until Sunday morning or 1 minute past midnight on April 5th. Best of luck to me.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.